T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, good Monday, Flag Day. I'm told, too. Thanks, Bill Kelly, friend of the show. It's the U.S. Army's 246th birthday. Happy birthday, certainly, to America's military. Councilman Alan Dom is a powerhouse. You know him as the condo king, too. And he thinks big for the city of Philadelphia. Hope he runs for mayor. Think he will. And he's one of the guys who tried to stop this marauding. You know, there were loopholes, whatever, with these dirt bikes / ATVs, dune buggies. Look at what we saw over the weekend, though. He joins us here to talk about that and other things on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Councilman, good morning. Here you're fresh off a debate. What were you debating?
Good morning, Dom. Now that, you know, you saw what happened Saturday night in Port Richmond. A 21-year-old was killed. And, you know, the bill that we passed, which was co-sponsored by Councilmember Mark Squill and Councilmember Derek Green, basically amended the city's traffic code so we could close the loophole on the law that enforces the illegal use of ATVs, dirt bikes on city streets. It also groups all the illegal vehicles into one category. And this was brought to us by the ATV division of the city under Deputy Commissioner Joel Dales. And they're actually doing a good job in getting this under control. It's not perfect. They need more people. They need more help. But they've confiscated hundreds of vehicles since the first of this year.
Yeah, but Al, let me interrupt, though. I think this takes more, though, and you back it, I know, and you're trying on this, but the commissioner and others, you had 500 of these guys defiantly going down the parkway, and then about 1,000 allegedly gathered where the guy was shot. They're not caring about your law. They respect one thing. Are you going to stop them, yes or no?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, there's two types of riders, those that are recreational and those that are violating the laws. And hopefully the police will be able to get this under control. We need the backing of every department in the city, including the district attorney's office, which we have their commitment, which is great. We had a conference call with the DA, and he's on board. And I just want to make sure we have the mayor on board, that he backs this up and really is forceful on this, because this is an issue of public safety, Dom, not just for the residents, but it's an issue of public safety even for the riders. I mean, let's face it, our streets were not made for this type of activity. And, you know, seeing a rider who was shot and killed on Saturday night, 21-year-old young man, it's terrible.
And what did the police tell you? Now, they've closed the loophole on this. It's very clear. The issue that you have, though, is the police are told, I think, not to do anything because they may speed up, go on sidewalks or whatever, Alan. So what do you do then? I mean, what's your position? What do you think should be done? That's what it comes down to. You've given them the law now. They have to apprehend, though, right?
Yeah, and I would say this. They have this no-chase policy, okay?
Yes.
But they're afraid that it's going to create more problems than chasing an illegal rider. And I think what we need to do is crack down on where these vehicles are stored. And we might have to use technology to do that, such as drones, et cetera. But we need to crack down on where they're stored, because they cannot be legally stored with a gas tank in any kind of facility. It's illegal in the fire code. So we need to really try to find where they're stored. We need the public to help us. If the public knows, they should be calling in and letting the police know where they're stored, because that's the first step. When they, you know, when they come off the street and they go into storage, that's where the police can actually do something and confiscate them.
What's next on your agenda? What are you looking at next, Alan?
Well, for the ATV issue. Tom, you're referring to the ATV issues?
Oh, no. Well, overall, Alan, I'm interested. What
overall.
Else?
Okay. So overall, I have two tax bills that are in right now. One is to reduce wage taxes, and the other is to reduce the business taxes. And when you look at the city of Philadelphia in a big picture, 10 of the largest employers, of the 10 largest employers, two are private sector, which would be American Airlines and Comcast. Eight are hospitals and universities. We don't really attract business into the city, and it's basically because of our tax structure. Our tax structure, if you're a business operating in the city, including the state and local, is 16.2% of your income is taxed.
Wow.
Business income. New York City is the highest, Dom, at 17.2%. We're the second highest. Ready for this? The third is California, which I thought would always be the highest. They're at 8.8%. We're at 16.2%. They're
double.
Almost half of us.
Yeah.
Chicago is at 7%. Like, why do you expand a business or bring one here if our taxes are double? Which has been the proof is eight of ten largest companies don't pay taxes, only American Airlines and Comcast. And then when you look at the job creation, 60% of our jobs we created in the last 10 years in the city pay less than $35,000, while the national average is 28 to 29%, half. Which tells me where are those good jobs going? To King of Prussia and the suburbs. And then when you look at, compare us around the country to cities versus the suburbs in employment, we're the only city where our employment in the city is 25% lower than the suburbs. These are all the reasons why when people have companies, they say, wait a second, I'm not going to pay 16.2 in Philadelphia when I can go outside the line and not pay that net income tax of 6.2. And those good jobs go to the suburbs.
Well,
and we're almost perpetuating low-income jobs in the city by this policy.
Well, right. Do you feel, though, this ought to be a no-brainer? What's the objection to some members of council? Then you don't have to name names, but overall, then, what do they object to?
Well, let me just share with you. We had an outside study done by a local firm that does this
yes.
kind of study, and they showed over a 10-year period, there is a cost involved. There's a cost of, I think, $213 million for these two bills, but it could create 50 to 100,000 jobs. 50 was the low side, 100 was the high side. If you look at the high side, it's about $2,100 per job. And if you look at it objectively, that's really not a lot to create 100,000 new jobs in the city of Philadelphia. It would bring demand to every corner of the city. Every neighborhood would do better with more demand. And we've never seen that kind of growth in a 10-year period. And we need to do something like that in order to expand the base of the city.
Well, we need to get you in the mayor's office, too, where you could be quarterbacking this stuff. I know you're doing all that you can from where you are. What's your website? People want to see what you're up to, Councilman.
I'm going to give you my email address.
Sure.
The email address, and I'm going to actually give you my personal email address because this way I'll see it personally, and I like to see things personally. It's dombandombandomb.com. And I will actually look at all those emails myself.
Very good.
Yeah, I want to see, you know, if someone has something, I want to see what it is. And if someone has an idea, Tom, I'd like them to share it with us because the best ideas come from the residences and the business of our city. They know what works. And, you know, the ATV idea of this loophole came from the police.
Sure.
And so best ideas come from the people that know what's going on in the city. I will say this, overall, we have a great city. We have some great culture here. We got the Sixers. They're really doing great. You know, hopefully they're going to win tonight and Wednesday. We got the Phillies on a little streak here with the Yankees. We have the art museum. We have the zoo. We have great opportunity here in the city for a fabulous Philadelphia. And we just have to make sure we get that job creation so we can help people come out of poverty.
Absolutely. Councilman, to be continued, thanks so much for popping in today.
Thank you, Donald. Thanks for having me. Thank you.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.